Welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, August 26th, and we have a lot to unpack before that opening bell.
Let's start with the overall mood. Futures are pointing to a slightly lower open. It feels like the market is just holding its breath after yesterday's pullback, doesn't it?
Exactly. We saw a modest retreat from those record highs on Friday. There's a bit of profit taking, but the mega caps are really holding the major indices up. The sentiment right now is best described as cautiously bullish. We're seeing more buyers than sellers, but nobody's making any aggressive moves.
That caution makes sense, especially with the political headlines flying. The big one this morning is the situation with Fed Governor Lisa Cook.
It's really an unprecedented situation. The president is calling for her removal over some serious allegations, but she's digging in, saying she won't resign and will continue her duties. This adds a layer of uncertainty around the Fed that the market just does not like.
But is the market truly reacting to that? Or is it just noise? It seems like all eyes are still laser-focused on one thing, inflation data.
I think that's a fair point. While the Fed drama is notable, the real main event is the PCE price index on Friday. That's the number that will actually move the needle on rate cut expectations. Everything until then is just positioning.
Speaking of positioning, the trade front is incredibly busy this morning. We have updates on South Korea, China, Japan, and India.
It's a global whirlwind. The good news? The trade deal with South Korea is holding firm. On the other hand, a senior Chinese negotiator is heading to the U.S. this week to resume talks, which is always a source of volatility. And don't forget, that additional 25% tariff on India kicks in tomorrow.
And there's a new threat. A warning of substantial additional tariffs on any country hitting U.S. tech companies with digital taxes. That feels like a new front opening up in the trade wars.
It absolutely is. It puts a lot of tech companies in the spotlight and could create new headwinds. For now, though, let's look at what's on the economic calendar for today. We've got durable goods orders at 8:30, then a couple of housing price indexes at 9 o'clock, followed by consumer confidence at 10 o'clock.
Right. So we'll get a snapshot of manufacturing, housing, and the consumer all before lunch. Let's shift to corporate news, because there is a massive deal moving the market pre-bell.
A huge one. AT&T is acquiring spectrum licenses from EchoStar for approximately $23 billion. This is a monster deal in the telecom space.
And you can see it in the pre-market action. EchoStar, ticker SATs, is just exploding higher, gapping up over 55%. AT&T is also up about 1%.
This is a pure play reaction. EchoStar is unlocking massive value from its assets, and AT&T is bolstering its network capabilities. It's a win-win on paper, and traders are rewarding EchoStar handsomely for it.
Another big name making waves is Eli Lilly. More good news for their weight loss drug pipeline?
You bet. Positive top-line results from a phase 3 trial for their investigational oral GLP-1 agonist. This is the holy grail everyone is chasing, an effective weight loss pill. The market loves this news, and LLY is trading higher on it.
Got it. And quickly, Lululemon is getting serious about tech, appointing its first ever chief AI and technology officer. That's a sign of the times.
It shows that every company, even a clothing retailer, is now a technology company. They know AI is the future of retail, from supply chain to customer experience.
Okay, let's talk key levels. For traders watching the indices, what are the lines in the sand for the SPY and QQQ today?
For the S&P 500 ETF SPY, the big support level to watch is down at 638. That's a massive demand zone. To the upside, resistance is at 645. For the QQQ, look for support at 566, with resistance up at 574. The market is consolidating, so a break of these levels in either direction could signal the next short-term move.
So what's the key takeaway for traders at the open?
Focus on individual stock stories and relative strength. The tech and pharma sectors are showing momentum, especially with news like we saw from Eli Lilly and the big upgrade for AMD. Be very cautious with defensive sectors like utilities and consumer staples. They've been lagging, and I'd avoid chasing small caps right now after their recent pullback.
Any specific names on your personal watch list this morning?
I'm watching Pola for a potential continuation of its recent strength, and for an anticipation play, I've got my eyes on TIGR. But as always, the key is to manage risk, especially as the market digests all these headlines and waits for that big inflation number on Friday.
Fantastic analysis. So a cautious start is expected, with a flurry of trade headlines, a major M&A deal, and key economic data on tap. all while we wait for the main event on Friday. It should be an active session.
Absolutely. Stay nimble out there.
That's all the time we have for this morning. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great trading day.